Well, Coach Starnes, we're coming off our first district victory, 43-12 over Fulton City. Now you have a bye week, going to have to take a little break and enjoy this first district win back in Class A. We're atop the district along with Russellville, and I know we started a little slow against Fulton City, but it didn't take long to get everything on track, and we scored 43 points by the half.
Yeah, Chris, and, you know, first of all, we're excited to have our district game started, and everything that we've done has led up to this point, and that's what we told our players, you know, that this is a new season. Our district is what we really have been preparing for. And so we went out and, we felt like we took care of business. And, you know, it started a little sluggish, I thought. I don't think that we were as focused as we needed to be early. But you have to understand that it was the opponents that we're playing, and you play to that level, and you're going to have games like that, and you just have to make sure that you focus, work on the little things that we can work on to get better and improve, and I think that that's what we ended up settling down and doing, and I thought our kids played hard and played well. Because we were afraid that they had two or three kids that every time they touched football, that they could go to distance. And the one that they put in there that we weren't counting on is 13, the quarterback, who's a freshman, and because he was dismissed from the team a week before that. And so we were trying to figure out what they were going to do. And we thought that they were going to spread it, but we thought number five was going to be at the quarterback and run a lot of wildcat-type situations, and number five could just, he's quick as a hiccup. And we were concerned about that. So, hold them to right at 100 yards rushing, I think it was. And
much of that was in the third quarter when they kept the ball. Really, the whole quarter was a running clock, and they had it pretty well. We moved the chains and probably picked up at least 70 yards maybe right there.
Yeah, and of course, I went up to the box afterwards, and Andy said they had 118 yards rushing, and 99 of it was in the second half, and so we played well enough and we played hard. It's just that I would like us to be a little bit sharper and a little bit more aggressive than what we were then, and what we have to be in order to beat a Russellville.
Russellville won big over Fulton County, and we're going to lay off a week, and then we'll see Fulton County way down next to the Mississippi River, long road trip. Then after that, we'll be back home against Russellville before we close out the season with Ballard Memorial on the road. Now, we only have three games left in the regular season. It goes by in a hurry. You know, and in years past, we've kind of looked toward the playoffs as like something we had to do the past 4 years instead of something we enjoyed doing. And I think this year there's some excitement around the first playoff games. Of course, we could have a long road trip when we get to the playoffs too. Hopefully we'll have home field advantage in the first two, and looks like Fort Knox and Caverna are the two teams over there that we may end up seeing the first.
Yeah, and you know, it's really a huge advantage to win the district, because this year every round will be played here until the state championship. So you want to try to make sure that you finish as long as the first
odd
seed,
number year.
Yeah, as long as you're the first seed, and then the region that you have home field advantage, and then semi-state, then they come here. So it's really an advantage. So if you're a lower number seed, then you have to travel.
Right.
And so that's right. And so we have to understand that if we are first place, we stay home as long as we're in the playoffs, as long as you win. And if we're second, then we have first home field playoff, and then probably would have to travel to the number one seed in that district, so which is either going to be Campbellsville or Bethlehem.
Louisville or Campbellsville,
yeah,
two long trips.
And so it's important for us to take care of business, but I'm going to tell you what, it's a daunting task for us to beat Russellville, because they have some absolute weapons. But we have to understand it's going to be senior night. It's going to be our place, and and we have the home field advantage. But that's, you know, that's pending that we get through Fulton County, and we have to make sure that we understand we have to take care of business there and do what it takes. And we go to Fulton County in 2 weeks. So, we got 2 weeks to prepare for whatever it is that we need to prepare so we can be at playing our best in the next couple weeks.
Speaking of taking care of business, last weekend against Fulton, your sophomore, Adam Beavers, had one of his best games of the season. You named him Defensive Player of the Week. He had 4 solos, 3 assists, and a sack, and he just continues to get better there.
Yeah,
defensive end.
Yeah, and he does, and Adam is such a good kid, and you know, he cares and he's concerned about that position and how he does, and you know, we got on to him a little bit about his technique against Union County and just coming up the field and and not reading the reading what's happening in front of him, and he improved a great deal, and because of that, you know, he made more plays, and that's what you have to teach those young players, that you know, that they have to use proper techniques, and they'll end up making more plays than if they just do what they think that they need to do instead of what their coach to do, and he's doing a great job, and he had an outstanding ball game.
I know his dad would have been mighty proud of him, and he I'm sure he is out there somewhere looking down, because he was Donnie Beavers, one of the great Rocket fans of all times. He's been a friend of the program, and we miss him.
Yeah,
and
very big supporter, and I know he is looking down on me, proud of him.
Be proud of that. Offensively, Nick Castiller once again carried the offense, paced the entire offense the whole game. He ended up rushing for 93 yards and threw for 149, all of that in the first half, and Nick didn't play. I don't think he played at all the second half.
No, we put Hunter Boone in there the second half, an open series of second half, and you know, and he needs work, because we never know when he's going to have to go in there and perform. So he needs as many live snaps as he can possibly get.
A little trouble with the snap.
Well, I mean, we went under center, and that was my fault. you know, I'm trying to revert back to the old school and
just make it simple.
Telling Coach Thompson that you know, we just needed to go under center, and you know, so that was my fault in influencing Coach Thompson and making that decision, and so you know, I just need to understand that Sean is very capable of running offense, and he needs to do it. But you know, I was just simply trying to get us to where, you know, because I know that there's going to be times when we're going to want to get nigh, we're going to need to get nigh and run the football like old school, and so it was a great opportunity for us to work at it, but with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, someone showed me an exchange that his mom had with him. Hunter's mom had put on Facebook an exchange they had, and a text message, and something to the effect that she was going on to bed, lock the door up when you come in, and don't fumble. That's pretty funny. She posted on Facebook.
Yeah, well,
so lighthearted, I'm sure. Yeah, I think he said, "Good one, Mom."
Yeah, that was good. You know, and like we said, Hunter's very capable.
He's
a good quarterback.
He's the guy of the future.
And he just has to understand that he has to make sure that he secures the thing. He's the leader out there, and he just has to continue to get better and improve.
Yeah, very much so a leader, and very poised for a young fella. Your kicker, Will Perkins, he continues to be successful, and he missed one kick this past week, and he had plenty of opportunity, and but made all the rest of them, and he was your special teams player of the week, and I know you continue to be proud of him. On the line, Travis McKinney and Fitzgerald were your top performers, and those guys, we talk about them every week, but another great week for
them. And they are. I mean, they're both leaders, and it's a Travis and Travis show out there, and you know, they do a great job, and it really is rewarding for us to be able to see those kids out there, and you know, and hopefully that we'll continue that, and make the others better. And because, it, you know, as well as I do, it's all controlled at the line of scrimmage, and so they just need to make sure that that we play to that level, and everybody else does too. And you know, we put Gary McConnell in a defensive tackle because Devin Hopper hasn't been released yet, and I thought Gary did a good job at defensive tackle, which he hadn't played there before. He usually plays defensive end. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I thought he did a good job, and he'll continue to play there, you know, until we get Devin Hopper back. But, you know, as far as Will Perkins, you know, I'm proud of that kid that, you know, he came in at a time when we needed him, when Dylan Hicks, you know, hurt his knee, and we didn't have a kicker. We didn't know what we were going to do, and he emerged as our kicker, and he just continues to improve week in and week out. And Coach Holloman does a great job with him and coaching him. And, you know, you can just tell the poise and the confidence that he has right now, and the disgust in himself when he doesn't make it. You know, you can see that as well. And he's improved in his technique, and you know, not so much named for special teams player for his extra points, but I mean we're telling him now to directional kick, and he's picking it up and he's doing a good job. So, and he's a junior and he'll continue to get better. You know, if he goes to a camp and understands how to kick a football, then I think he'll be a force next year.
Yeah, I mean, he's 5 for 6 Friday night. I think every week he's maybe missed one, but some of these games we've actually put up a lot of points, and he's had a lot of opportunity. And if you can come close.
Well, I mean, this one, the one that he missed, I mean, was just. It wasn't a perfect executed play from the center to the holder, so he had to stop, and it wasn't quite on the tee, and so you know,
timing is everything.
Timing is everything in that, and the timing was messed up because I'm not sure if it was the hold or the snap, but it just wasn't quite there. So, you know, he tried to make an adjustment to it, and that's something you don't work on. So, you know, he just continues to improve every week, and we're proud of him.
Dylan Hollis had another great game, rushing and receiving. Caught one pass for a touchdown, rushed for a touchdown, only finished with 28 yards, but that was plenty.
You know, Dylan Hollis, one that just continues, I mean, week in and week out, he's such a leader out there, and he's a pleasure to watch because his motor goes 100 miles an hour all the time, and he's just, you can tell he's just happy to be out there and enjoying a senior year.
And there were times in his past, earlier in his career, where I wondered if he'd make it to his senior year, because he does go so hard. It puts himself on the line out there, and he suffered so many injuries, and you just thought, I just don't know if he'll be able to finish. And it's great to see him out there, and I know his family's proud of him. He's a good boy.
Yeah, he's a good kid, and you know, that we have great kids, and that's the thing that, you know, from all the time that we've been here, it's a matter of the kids that just works hard and really no trouble at all, and it just makes it a pleasure to come to work every day.
Jesse Belt's been getting in there and getting a lot of action lately, one that I don't think we've talked much about, but he's a guy that I see you go to him, you're not afraid to go to him, like, when you need a corner, you know, there's no hesitation.
No, not at all. Jesse's very capable of getting out there and playing, and that's what you're going to have. You're going to have somebody to come in, as, you know, like Dakota Kerner, you know, has come in at center in the absence of Shelby Robinson, who had knee surgery, and Dakota Kerner has done a great job. You have to have somebody ready to come in and step in, and Jesse's done a great job and is ready at any time to step in, and whether it be a corner or whether it be a receiver, and very capable of doing the job. So, I mean, you have to have those solid backups that you're not afraid to put in there.
And Jacob Russellberg just continues, I think, to get better every week too.
Yeah, he's a sophomore, and he has a lot to learn, and he's learning, but he's getting better. And
with his speed, is he a running back? I've not seen him run the ball, but I would assume that he works. Has he ever worked at running back?
Yeah, I mean, we work him at JV at running back some, yeah. and he's got the breakaway speed. I mean, he's got decent speed, but. You know, it's a situation where we probably have, you know, 4 or 5 guys at the running back spot for next year that can run the football. And so we're going to have to figure out how we're going to utilize them. and what we're going to do, because I mean, I think one of the kids that we don't mention that I think will be a factor if he decides that he wants to, and understand that he can, is Charlie Johnson, and he's
Charlie
got,
and Devin Nesbitt.
Well,
too?
Devin Nesbitt, I don't think that there's a question because they're freshmen. We know his talent. But it's Charlie Johnson that's going to be a senior next year that I think that can make the difference, because you're not expecting that. Yeah. You know, you're expecting it out of Nesbitt. You're expecting it out of Myers, because Myers will be a senior. And then you have Gavin Dickerson and Devin Nesbitt. And then Charlie Johnson's the other one that I think.
So Russell Berg is not really place to fit in.
You know, I mean, there's five or six deep at our running back spot. But I mean, he has skills. Yeah. And so we're going to have to figure out if it's not running back, it might be an H or a Z or something like that we run him in.
What Charlie Johnson, the way it strikes me is that he's the guy that comes in at the end of the game and he gets a lot of carries, and he's going to go in to, you know, he's piled up several yards really over the past couple of years. That's kind of been his role on this team, is go in, take care of the football, don't put it on the ground, just get 3 or 4 yards and keep the clock moving.
Yeah, and you know, just like we told Charlie Johnson this year that you know, we have all the confidence in the world that he can come in and he can play that position. He's the one that's going to have to get confidence in himself to understand that he can take that role if he wants to. He can take that a 4 or 5 series a game in there, and instead of a mop up type role, that he's the one that controls that. But we have confidence in his ability that he can do that, because I'm telling you, he's got decent speed, but he's such a powerful runner. He runs hard, and because he runs so hard like that, he's going to make a lot of people miss and get extra yardage.
Well, the future does continue to look bright for the Rockets, especially now that we're back in Class A, and we'll enjoy this off week and turn our attention to the Fulton County Pilots and that 2-hour road trip. And we'll get back and we'll talk about that next week. And Coach Gallagher's back down there.
It'd be fun to see him. I mean, he and I are very close, and it'd be fun to see what he has and talk to him.
Coach Gallagher's been around forever. He taught and coached down there for many years, and then retired and became the county judge executive and was in politics for a bit. Now, I don't know if he's still the county judge down there. He may very well be, but nonetheless, he's back coaching the football team. And what I remember most about him is you had to get ready for all the gimmick plays.
Everything. You know, we don't know what to expect. And, you know, that's why we really didn't want to send film to him this week so he could prepare 2 weeks to have us and understand what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Because you might see the polecat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
the kitchen sink.
I mean, you don't know what you're going to see.
Yeah. All right, Coach Darns, enjoy the week off.